This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A broad repudiation today of the Bush administration's enemy combatant policy from a federal appeals court panel in New York. The ruling says the administration does not have the power to detain and hold without charge American citizens arrested on U.S. soil. The decision coincided with another ruling from another federal court in California. In that ruling, appellate judges said the non-citizen prisoners who were seized abroad and are now held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, must have access to attorneys and to U.S. courts. That question is already before the Supreme Court, and the question about U.S. citizens who are seized on American soil may be going there soon. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The federal court's ruling in New York came in the case of Jose Padilla, a one-time Chicago gang member who was seized at O'Hare Airport when he got off a plane 18 months ago. Federal authorities believed he was plotting to detonate a so-called dirty bomb. But lacking enough evidence to bring charges, authorities designated Padilla an enemy combatant, and within days he was transferred to a Navy brig in South Carolina, where he's been held incommunicado ever since. Lawyers acting on his behalf have challenged Padilla's imprisonment, and today a federal appeals court panel in New York ruled that the president does not have the constitutional power to order such detentions without the explicit authority of Congress. The vote was 2-1, with one Bush appointee and one Clinton appointee in the majority. Although the third member of the panel, also a Bush appointee, officially dissented, saying that the president does have inherent authority to order such detentions, the dissenting judge did not agree with the administration's contention that it could deny Padilla access to a lawyer and a chance to challenge the facts underlying his detention. In short, no member of the panel sustained the administration's broad assertion of power. The court majority said it was not unmindful of the ongoing war on terror. As this court sits only a short distance from where the World Trade Center stood, the court said, we are as keenly aware as anyone of the threat Al-Qaeda poses to our country. But presidential authority does not exist in a vacuum, and the Constitution requires Congress to authorize such detentions. Not only has Congress not done that, the court observed, but Congress explicitly passed a law in 1971 barring such detentions because of the experience with the internment of the Japanese in World War II. The court ordered Padilla released or charged within 30 days, and the administration said immediately it would seek to block that order. The administration will also appeal the decision either to the full Second Circuit or to the U.S. Supreme Court. Reaction to the court's ruling was swift. Here's John Yoo, who served until last year as Deputy Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel in the Bush administration.
This opinion is a complete rejection of the administration's entire theory of the war on terrorism. It's very much as if the court was turning the legal clock back to September 10th, 2001.
While Mr. Yoo saw today's ruling as far out, others cast the decision differently. Georgetown Law Professor David Cole.
So it's not saying there's an absolute bar on detaining U.S. citizens captured here who might be fighting for the enemy. Simply says that there's got to be some congressional involvement in setting forth a process that is fair and that justifies that extraordinary assertion of authority.
Benito Romano served as U.S. attorney in the first Bush administration and filed a brief siding with Padilla on behalf of the bar of the city of New York and contending that it's unconstitutional to have such detentions without the detainee having a right to an attorney and a hearing.
It's a very significant, broad statement about the limitation on the president's authority, and also I think it's going to have the effect of placing this before the Congress.
Johns Hopkins University professor Ruth Wedgwood, an international law expert who supported the administration's view, agreed.
You should not have to suffer through a serious conflict like this with any kind of ambiguity of legal authority. It would ease the president's burden in many ways, and it would, I think, provide greater deterrence to Al-Qaeda, frankly.
The court's decision is also likely to speed consideration of the case by the U.S. Supreme Court, which already has pending before it another enemy combatant case involving an American citizen named Yasser Hamdi, who was captured on the battlefield in Afghanistan. As today's appeals court ruling pointed out, the Hamdi case poses a significantly different question from Padilla's, which involves an American citizen seized on American soil. But the combination of the two would seem to make it more likely that the High Court will ultimately consider and rule on both. As for the question of non-citizens at Guantanamo, the court already has said it will hear that question in the spring. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.